Clearing Financial Timelines Meditation. Make your connection to the divine and the earth and connect your channels, the healing channel of light, feeling supported by your guides. With each breath, you're going deeper and more relaxed, connected to your present day body, aligned to mind, body, and spirit, fully anchored on your path. And we ask to connect to your financial guides, for those that support you in creating positive, sustained, abundant financial futures. We ask now to think of any that need to be called in right now to help us adjust our frequencies to bring higher vibrational alignment with our finances, with our ability to receive and be supported. With each breath, more relaxed in the light, as we connect to the different timelines, timelines that connect your mother's line, your father's line, past timelines that relate to your present day future until from birth, and also past life timelines. And we're just visualizing that in front of us on a screen. And as we start releasing the imprinting of negative financial experiences from these timelines in our DNA related to family or karmic tags from past lives that are deep in ourselves, in our DNA, influencing our actions, influencing our ability to receive and manifest money and build money. So we're just connecting with those blueprints of negative financial timelines that are influencing or affecting your cells right now. We're asking generally just to send violet flame or the sacred geometry sphere or Metatron's cube to the events, the situations, the challenges you experienced that are holding the highest charge within the network of your financial pathways. And as we adjust and bring healing to that, it will allow your future financial pathway to open and expand, to be more supported and grounded. As we connect to our ancestors, we're not just healing our own family, but clearing our future and future generations. So just staying in the light. We're asking to go back on Mum's side of the family, to go as far back as need be. And we're going to go back Dad's side of the family, on his family tree, going back as far back as need be. You're letting go of any tension. You're in the present. You're just releasing from the back of your heart back into the past, releasing the imprinting the generations have had on you, on your body, on your tissues, on your cells. With this theme of money, you may like to place your right hand on your heart and left hand on your sacral area and your abdomen, your ability to receive. Just notice your breath expanding into the light. And we call upon the golden grid of grace, bringing that grid down from the vertical through our body, from the crown down into the earth, into the center of the earth, on the horizontal, from one side of the body to the other, and through the heart. And we have that central convergence point within the heart, feeling supported, high vibrational frequencies that will amplify your healing and your space, allowing you to step into greater financial support. Your ancestors may have been stuck in certain states with their awareness around money. And with this process, we're transmuting their blocks, freeing them, freeing the imprinting it's had on you, liberating you from your confusion around money. We're just going to focus on three or four themes to bring the light to the shadows around money. First theme is jealousy. Jealousy around money. We're bringing our intention not just to mum's side and dad's side, but into past lives, imagining the network. It's clearing behind us, but we're visualizing it in a screen ahead of us, a network lighting up those areas in the family tree and in past life that has affected us. Around jealousy, with having too much money, that it's created a double bind, wanting money but not wanting to receive money because of jealousy. So subconsciously, you're keeping money away. You don't want to receive jealousy, so you don't want to receive money. And just keep focusing on the breath, acknowledging that the grid of grace is healing and aligning and releasing. In the past, you were longing to be in a group, longing to be in a family or in a safe tribe, fitting in and being accepted, and jealousy and having unexpected success would cause a division in the tribe and would make your capacity to fit in and be accepted. You would be unstable. Noticing your sense of wanting to fit in and belong and how that impacts on your receiving money. Just notice where you feel that in your body, and we just notice, and by noticing, the healing is going into that area. Just noticing how easy it is for you to talk about money, how safe it is to speak to others about money, or whether you avoid the conversation. Just notice that in your body. This pattern is influencing you into feeling like a victim to money. Just feel the heaviness with that word, victim to money. In previous cultures, there would be one leader who had the money, who carried the sense of being powerful. Anybody lesser would have to have less money. So this combination of, if you are less, you have less capacity to receive money. There's always someone in charge. And if someone's in charge and holding all the money, you'll be a victim to money. That core story, victim to money, is held by many of our ancestors and also in our past lives, feeling powerless, wanting to be in control, but realizing that you do embody the energy of victim to money. This has shut down your capacity to receive from the heart, not truly available to receive. This victim energy is contracting. It's shutting down your heart because it's too painful. It's too painful not to receive, so you shut it down. And even if situations change, the heart is still being blocked and repels that flow. Just notice your back heart and how your ancestors and past lives have inhibited your ability to allow money to flow in easily and effortlessly. Your dependency around money ties in with being a victim, or being a child, or perhaps being a wife with no money. Check in on the balance of power. How heavy that feels, but the role that you took and your lack of money and your sense of dependency. Or you may have taken on the role as a provider, and some of your ancestors were providers, and being a victim to feeling the pressure of responsibility of providing for a family and the pain of needing to provide for others, feel into that heaviness, that burden. Just notice the shame about having money and shame about not having enough money. Shame pretending to put a mask on your financial situation. Shame around unable to buy clothes, not having the resources, and then you don't fit in or belong. Or the shame of not sharing, because if you're sharing, that means you have more money, and the weight of this feels painful. Focus that on the heart and the energies that the ancestors had around jealousy, fitting in, dependency, and shame. Breathing in and just releasing anything that needs to be realigned and recalibrated within the golden grid of grace. Where has your body gone into mental strategies from mum's side or dad's side or past lives, working out solutions, trying to find strategies about gaining money or fixing situations from lack of money? It's become fixated in the brain. It's opposite to the feminine, which is allowing and supported and abundant. The divine feminine receives and gives freely. So just releasing that pattern of fixated mental strategies where your ancestors may be triggered by the seasons, by winter and lack of light, lack of heat, lack of food, strategizing for the next winter, preparing to stay warm and having enough. Or some of your family members or past lives may have had a warm climate, preparing for a hot summer, and the fear of what happens in the heat and things spoil and fires come and there's not enough water. This is stopping the flow of abundance. In ourselves, we need to prepare for extremes of seasons on that cellular level. Our preparation is no longer needed. We are supported right now with the climate that we have. And this ebb and flow of nature supports us. And as we connect to nature, we are truly abundant. So we're clearing from these lives, these timelines, our ancestors and past lives. Some of these statements, some of them may hold greater trigger for you than others. Using your breath, just noticing where it feels in your body, activating the Flower of Life sphere or Metatron's cube to release the trigger, the charge around this experience. I am powerless over money. I will never be financially powerful. I will never be financially free. I can't be true to myself and have financial stability. I don't have financial power. I don't have financial strength. Money is not my friend. Money is not my ally. Money is hard to come by. Money is controlled by others. I am bound by money. I am controlled by money. Money is cruel. I want money, but I can't have it. We're asking to clear all the words that I, all of my ancestors, have ever had, ever thought, ever spoken, ever read, ever been exposed to in any way that have caused me to believe that there is fear with money. There is fear with poverty and lack and financial inadequacy. I'm asking to clear that I and all of my ancestors have ever heard, ever thought, ever spoken, ever read, ever been exposed to in any way that have caused me to believe that being unable to provide for myself and my family, being controlled by money, being financially powerless, being unable to earn enough money, being a victim to money, hating money, hating my powerlessness over money, wanting money, needing money. I clear all the words that I and all of my ancestors have ever heard, ever thought, ever spoken, ever read, ever been exposed to in any way that have caused me to believe that I want to control money. I want the power of money. I want to feel the power of having money. I want to control others with money. I feel trapped by money. I crave money. I desire money. I feel that money is far away from me. I feel that money is elusive. I demand money. I manipulate to get money. I have to be inauthentic to get the money I want. You are in the light, and it's all recalibrating and adjusting in all time, space, dimensions, directions, and realities. All that network in front of you has been highlighted of different triggers, different charges, holding that energy around fear of money, powerless to money. And we're sending the violet flame back into the family tree, into those past lives, to dissolve, to dissipate, to purify. Sending the Flower of Life pod and Metatron's cube to other areas to configure that ease of dissolving the charge, the imprinting, the emotion that's connected to that fear and limitation. And as that's happening, you're recalibrating, you're bringing all the strengths, all the gifts, all the knowledge, all the learnings from those money stories into your present day self, and that's adjusting and realigning. And we're sending to those spaces of those points of pain in the past, purifying and sending higher level frequencies of grace and support and trust and safety and security and abundance and sharing and contribution to all those spaces. feeling all of that coming back into your present day self as we realign to your future timeline. As we say these positive affirmations in the present, it is reconfiguring your future timeline so you're much more supported in a greater way, emotionally, mentally, physically, socially, financially and spiritually, grounding it all in, anchoring it all down. Money is my friend. Money is safe. Money is energy. Money is love. It is safe to embrace money. It is safe to welcome money into my life. I live in an abundant universe. I trust money. I open my heart to the incredible lessons that money has taught me and my ancestors. I open my heart to money. It is safe to allow the universe to bring me all the good that I need. It is safe to welcome abundance into all my life in every way. It is safe to recognize the power that money holds. It is safe to allow myself to be powerful. I love money. I am loved by money. I'm surrounded by abundance. I know and trust that money is all around me. I know that money is always available to me. My needs are always taken care of. I am grateful for the money I already have. I'm grateful for the ways my needs have been met throughout my life. I surround myself with money. I bathe in the energy of money. I welcome money surrounding me. I'm safe and all is well. I'm safe and all is well. We're opening up to receiving in that future timeline your true divine imprint of money, of openness, of receiving. Allow that to flow through you. Ask to be shown that true divine experience of money and the energy of money and how that supports you in greater ways. As we release the blocks to mother and father's side and our past lives at the next layer, your heart is opening up even more for divine receptivity, full abundance into flowing to you now, as we've washed and cleansed and purified our ancestors in the past lives. The recalibration process has begun and it is anchored in you. And how much freer you feel around money and how easy it is to make money, and that you see how often it comes to you easily and effortlessly. And every day it's easier to make more money, receive more money, coming back into the room fully aligned and connected, feeling supported, welcoming the day, and how financially secure you will feel, how supported and abundant you will feel and continue to feel throughout the day.